Excuse me.
Whoa, welcome to another edition of the Matt and Huggy podcast.
We're Huggy.
Ruining the show audio, Lee.
Audio, Lee.
Yeah, by doing whatever he's doing, I have no idea.
Audio, Lee.
That's a word, dude. Look it up in the dick. Look it up in the dick. Audio, Lee.
Yeah, no. Who doesn't love to, you know, talk about things that are audio-ly.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Making up stuff.
Trying to pawn it off as real.
That is real, dude.
Yeah, you don't. Okay, Matthew.
You don't even know words, dude.
In your world. Well, you know what it is? It's like I used to say to people years ago, I'm like, I speak Matt. Because you do kind of have your own language. You just do.
I do.
Yeah, you do. And, you just did.
Only with you guys. You know? I mean, I really let my guard down with you guys. I'm more sophisticated, more toned down.
A little more polished when you're around others.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. You guys are the only ones that really know the true Matt, who's not that smart and picks up words.
I hear you.
So then we have Applehead.
Well. Gentlemen.
Nova.
Nova.
You guys watching Nova?
No, that's Final Four.
Oh, Jesus. It's not until Saturday, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Saturday at 6.
Oh, Jesus. At 6 o'clock, we're going to be big. How waste are you going to get for this game, dude?
I have to work.
Oh, man.
But if they go to the championship, I don't have to work that night.
They're not going to the championship.
Oh, I think they are.
Really?
No way.
Yes, I do.
Why?
I think they're just playing great. Because I bet $5,000 on them.
In two brackets, having them to win. And then I'll put a little extra bet in for them to win.
Oh, nice, dude.
Wow, you're all in for Nova.
I'm all in.
For Nova. Nova. I don't know. I don't know enough. Like,
I don't either.
I really don't know. Yeah, I would just be lying at this point. So, I mean,
I follow it best casually, and I mean, I'm happy for them. That's fantastic.
Everybody in the city just talks shit on Villanova.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Especially Temple students or Temple alumni.
Oh, yeah.
Dear God.
I think they hate successful teams, and they hate Villanova because it's a better school.
I hear you.
See, I would disagree because I think Villanova is a bunch of white, freaking privileged brats, where Temple is a pretty much diverse community of people in the city, and that's what I think. And so, yeah, of course we hate Nova because it's a bunch of white, spoiled brats. Dude.
Just blame it on white people.
Yeah. I went to school with all kinds of people. Would you go with all your white guys? Hi, how are you doing today?
Hi, how are you? I can afford to go here. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, well, who can afford college anyway?
I won't need student aid. Thank you.
Yeah. My parents are paying for everything. They are millionaires. Not Temple.
Like, college is a kind of a scam.
Can I borrow your sweater? Can I borrow your sweater?
is that a cardigan? Oh, I have the same one. Where did you get it?
Yeah. Things not heard at Temple. Hi, can I borrow your sweater?
Yeah. See? Yeah. That's why.
Things that you hear at Temple. Give me your money or I'm going to stab you.
Oh, my. No, that's
you don't hear campus. That on Villanova's campus.
Yeah, because it's in the white suburb world.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Right, I hear you.
They're slipping roofies to girls. That's what they're doing up in Villanova. That's what you did.
Like Temple.
No, they're gonna stab you.
College.
They'll stab you and they'll kill you, but in Villanova, they'll give you a roofie and take advantage of it. There's a difference there.
I never got roofied.
I was the roofier.
Not there. Yeah.
God, I tried, but no one ever roofied me.
I'm just going to leave this drink unattended and I'll be back in 15 minutes.
Yep.
Don't do anything to it, lady. College is not a scam. What's college a scam for?
You put yourself in tremendous amounts of debt, and then you graduate, and there's no work, and you're making, what, $10 an hour working at Sephora or see, wherever.
See it. So I would, being you're older, and you don't know, you haven't been there in a while. Like, so my son's girlfriend, she graduated, with a degree in teaching. So right away, before she even graduates, they're like, oh, we have a job for you, making $70,000 a year.
No way. Teachers did not make that much money out of college.
The school district she was going to go into is a pretty high school district. So I think that's what they're going to pay her.
Was it the same school district that Villanova's in?
No.
Nova? No.
Now, my son, on the other hand, who's probably six times more in debt than she is, because we have to pay for it.
Right.
He's like, oh, I got an interview. And I'm like, did you go to school to become a freaking real estate agent? Because I am really going to kill myself.
Like, who, me? You asking me?
No, that's what my son said.
Oh, okay.
He wants to do what you do, Huggy.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
What was his major?
That's in... it's like business with a, it's a minor business with like a real estate focus.
Cloud school.
Right. Yeah. I feel really good about paying that because just as I had no debt, now I have a whole bunch of debt.
You shouldn't rule out clown school. Job? Don't rule out clown school.
Yeah, clown school. Yeah. All my life, I've been doing that to my kids. I think they would kind of learn by now how to do the clown, Krusty the Clown voice.
You go to the interview with a big, giant red nose.
Huge feet. Huge red feet.
So what do you like? I like pie in the face. Oh, me too. You're hired. Yay!
Tickle.
Do you like to make balloons? Animals out of balloons? I do. Oh, my God. Me too. Oh, my God. He should have went to clown school. Why didn't I do that?
It just seems like endless opportunity, really. It does.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, there's still time. He's young. There's time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
But isn't he supposed to pay off his student debt, not you?
I have no – dude, I have no idea. Like, I felt like when I went to Temple – I signed papers. My parents paid zero money. How did I get all these loans and the loans came all to me and nothing to my parents?
Matt's like, I signed the papers. I took them out. I rolled them with a big joint and I smoked them.
Yeah, well, in North Philly, it's pretty easy to find. Yeah, but I don't know what happened. Like, I remember signing papers, and then, like, when I was done school, like, you're done school, here comes your first payment. But why am I signing papers and I'm getting payments? I have no idea. I'm a little confused. My wife took control of this, and I think that might have been not the right thing to do.
What, to have her take control of it?
Yeah.
So, I'll tell her you said that.
She could probably hear.
How long did it take you to pay off your student debt?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, let me see. Well, I didn't really.
What was last week? Last week was the 20th.
Well, it could have took forever, but my, the interest rate was like 19%. And then when we bought this house, our second house, we just rolled it into our mortgage. And then, my mortgage was, 3%. So. You do the math. 19% or 3%?
19% is fair.
Yeah, real fair. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Banker.
Whoever buys my house will inherit my Temple debt. So I still have not paid it off, really, if you really think about it.
Yeah, it's been rolled in. I got it. Well, but, you know, that's smart, though.
Yeah, it was a lot. I saved, you know, lots of money by doing that. But yeah, I mean, that was only, I went to Temple for 2 years, and that was, it was like $25,000 back in 1997. That was only about a little bit over, you know, what, $12,000 a year? It's not that bad.
I remember. Didn't you graduate some cum load?
Real funny. That was a gay college joke by Huggy.
It was. I agree. I went low. I went low for that. And I know I did. And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with going low.
Mm. Whatever. You're such a dick.
I am sometimes. I admit it.
You're not. You're not.
Yeah, it's cool. I can take it. So here's, I got something, and I want you guys to tell me what you think about this. So speaking of work, I had a situation in work. So a guy came in and basically signed a deal with him. And the deal was, it was of low risk for us. And it was a good deal for him too. And it was a contract, 5 years. He was he was Hispanic, but he spoke English. He understood, but a little choppy. And paid his deposit. His LLC was set up, gave his first month's rent. Everything was cool. Nothing bounced. And I noticed that he wasn't in his office, and his office still looked really vacant. I was like, this is interesting. I wonder what's going on. And then he shows up unannounced to see me, says, I need to talk to you. It's very important.
Senior Huggy?
Yeah.
Senior Huggy? I need to see you, Senior Huggy.
Senior Huggy. That's what he called me. Yes. Okay. That's great. That's what he called me, Matt. Yeah. So he comes in and he tells me, he starts crying. He tells me that he has cancer. He points to his head. And the doctors have given him a year to live. And I would say he's probably about, I'll say like 55 to 60. He's in that range. And I was like, wow. And he's crying. He's telling me he has 3 sons. One's in high school. He hasn't even told the high school one. He says he's been going to Miami to get, you know, doctors to consult, and then he'll be getting treatment there. I'm like, you're in freaking Boston. Why would you go to Miami? Like, you're literally in the hub of the medical community. He says, I can't afford it here. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, is this guy telling the truth or not? Because he wants to get out of a contract. So I said to him, listen, I've heard a lot of stories. I've heard a lot of fucking stories. I said, if you're not telling the truth, this is on you and your soul.
I don't see some severe weight loss in the next couple weeks.
I know. Yeah, yeah. Looks like your hair's growing.
Yeah.
But I said to him, I'm going to trust you because I can't go through life just distrusting people. So I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to say I'm very sorry, and I will do everything that I can to, you know, help you out. But, like, do you think somebody would go that far to make that up? I mean, I've bullshitted people, but, I mean, that's next level if that's true.
I've done it to get out of a date.
You've used cancer to get out of a date.
I told a girl I broke my leg. This was in high school. She wanted me to go to her prom. I didn't want to go. I told her I broke my leg.
Yeah. That's bad. But that might be next. If he's lying, that's next level.
What do you think, though? Do you think he's lying?
I don't know.
Mm.
Was it a big deal, Huggy? Yes or no?
Big deal? You mean in money wise?
Yes.
No, I mean it was fine. There was of no risk on our end. You know, there was no investment on my end.
So how long before he signed the contract? Like, and then this happened?
Not long. I mean, maybe 6 weeks, 6-8 weeks, no more than that. Maybe less, but yeah, 6 to 8 weeks.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
He might be full of shit.
No.
I mean, that's fucking horrible. If you're like,
did he have tears in his eyes?
He did.
Has he ever taken any acting classes?
So he did say this to me. I said, well, is this sudden? And he goes, he said he's been having bad headaches that wouldn't go away. And then he's been sleeping a lot more, you know, than normal. And I was like, okay. And then he said, he told me this story. So when I was a kid, I was hit with an artillery shell in the back of my head. And he's like, they said they removed it, but they didn't really. They never removed everything. He's believe that that's the cat.
That is the biggest lie I ever heard.
That's where it got a little weird. That's
where it got a little weird. Shell in the back of his head would have been blown off. Does he have half of a head? Yes or no?
He did not have half of a head. But then again, see, this is where the English got a little. It was a little hard to understand. I was having a little trouble to understand it. So I think because he was trying to explain to me this story about what happened to him when he was a kid. So I don't know. Wait. But he was crying.
Where is he from again?
He's from the Dominican Republic, actually. Yeah.
So I would say the truth is that even if he was lying, he was trying to get out of the deal. And if it's no sweat off your back, who cares, right? Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I mean, you seem like you're a good person, like a ruthless salesperson would be like, too bad. But you're like, you have a heart. And if he wasn't lying, then you know, then it's good. But if he was lying, then you know what? He bullshitted you, but who cares? Right? He's just getting out of the deal. He's getting out of the deal. If that's his lie, then he has a good lie.
Was there a war in the Dominican Republic? I don't know. How old is he?
Is there or a like, war?
Why is he getting hit in the head with an artillery shell?
I mean, these are good questions.
I mean, is he like in the jungles of Dominican Republic fighting some gorillas? I mean,
maybe.
I forgot to ask him what war this was. Or,
I don't know. What's going on in the... I don't know what's going on in the Dominican Republic. I know they got some pretty nice beaches.
I said, he was a young man when this happened. This is many years ago. This was 40 years ago.
Workers are pretty cheap there.
Did you ask him to see pictures of his daughters?
He has sons. I didn't. No.
Okay, good, because that's gay.
Yeah. Can I see pictures of your boys?
I don't know. I don't think he's lying. I don't think he's lying.
I don't either.
What are you losing in this deal?
Well, I mean,
to feed my kids for a month.
I'm not really, it's a deal. You know, I can get someone else to take it over. I could do it. I could. It's a desirable place, but we invested nothing in it, so it was kind of an as-is situation. So I didn't invest in it. So it's okay. I didn't lose money, and I can get something else to replace it. I can't. I'm all worried about that.
But it's fine.
I think he's telling the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, he would come up with this crazy story. You know, just for that alone, I'll give him credit.
I know. That's a good story. I would give it to him. I would give him the out. I'm like, okay, that was good. But do you feel like are you a bullshitter? Did he bullshit a bullshitter?
I mean, like, trust me, my first thought was like, wow, this is some lie. But he was crying. Like, I mean, and I know some people can do that, but like when he talked of his sons, he was very emotional.
Yeah, I would just, he's not lying.
And when I said to him, why are you not getting treated here? And his voice was cracking. He said, I can't afford it. I have to go elsewhere.
It's in Miami?
Yeah.
Seems like it's more expensive to fly to Miami.
Yeah.
Is it right?
Get a hotel room, go to Miami, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Well, you do a favor for some drug lord, you smuggle cocaine.
Yeah.
Right. They get you some treatment.
Yeah, you should ask him about that, dude. You should call him back and be like, listen, if you're going to smuggle drugs for a drug lord, you need to get some to me and my friends.
Yeah. Let bygones be bygones.
Yeah. Just water under the bridge.
Yeah. No habla. No habla, senor.
Do you understand this? 1 kilo. Yeah. 1 kilo.
But if he does, that sucks. You know what I mean? So
it does. It's horrible. I feel absolutely terrible about it. Nah, I really
he
did do.
Another deal, and he was lying, and he bullshitted you, then he won. But if he wasn't, then I think you did the right thing, Huggy.
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
El cocaine.
Comprende? Cocaine.
Heroin. 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 No fentanyl. No fentanyl.
Oxy, codone.
Okay, now we're just being fucking racist.
Hable, hola, tu mi pequeño hombre.
Yeah, I'd say to him, hey, I know Scarface.
Yeah.
Do you?
Well, yeah, that's quite the dilemma.
There, yeah. Huh?
And if he is telling the truth, you would. I mean, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm going to take care of it. I'm not going to hell. I trust him. I'm saying I believe him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I told him. I said, if you're not telling the truth, that's on you and it's on your soul. I believe you. And I am trusting you. And I will do everything I can to make this, you know, go away.
I think you did the right thing. Good job.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you.
It's been bothering me all day.
Well, I think I won't even think about it twice. He's not lying.
All right. I hope not.
My wife divorced me, other stuff. Yeah, but that is like.
Yeah, I just feel like you'd have to be really twisted to use that. Like, that's crazy.
You know? And if you think about it, if your English wasn't good, he can't bullshit you with bullshit.
Yeah.
When he's, you know. You know what I mean? So that's my other thought. Applehead has different thoughts, but
no, I think he's. I think I would defer that he's telling the truth.
Yeah.
Even though Apple said he thought he was telling the truth too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. All right. Thank you. Thanks, guys. I know we talked about doing a new song. I also have what would Applehead do as well? Do you want to do those now, and then we can do the songs at the end?
Yeah, it's the songs then.
Is that good?
I have something that I want to help. I need help with from you guys.
Oh, well, then go ahead.
So Friday, my buddy his birthday's on April Fool's, and we're going to a place called Songbird in the town I live, which is a karaoke bar, and you rent it out for like 2 hours. It's not like a bar, so there's no one there except the people that you bring. So it's like 16 people are going. Mm. 2 hours, you know, you bring your own booze. You can drink.
Right.
You can get drunk beforehand if you want.
Okay. You know?
So, what song should I sing?
Ooh. Let me ask you this: do you want to go? Like, do you want to sing something funny, or do you want to sing something legit? You want to show your pipes?
No, I don't really have pipes, Huggy. So it has to be like half funny, half not funny. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to hear the song I picked out? The two songs.
Good.
Well, then
tell me what you think. Right.
So, do you still want us to give?
Yeah,
you...
yeah. Okay. I need input, but I'm just thinking. What do you think of this song? Right Place, the Wrong Time by Dr. John.
That's a great song.
2 minutes 56 seconds. That's short, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
What song?
I've been in the right place.
Good
about damn. Yeah, that's a great song.
In the wrong vein, but it must ride on. Yeah, come on, great song. That was the one song I had. And the other one I thought of, which I might tell someone else to sing, is I Will Survive by Cake.
Well, that was originally done by Gloria Gaynor.
Yes, yes.
They covered it.
I know, but it's better in Cake world. Than
Wait, didn't you do a Cake song for karaoke before?
So I invited Cake. I told someone else this one, but I thought, what do you guys think? What kind of song?
You should do the Pina Colada song.
I like what? Pina Colada?
You like Pina Colada? You're caught in the rain.
And I could change it to Penis Coladas.
You could do that. You like
Penis Coladas.
Getting caught in the rain.
Who sings that?
That is Rupert Holmes, I believe.
Rupert Holmes. I'm going to write that down. Okay, that's a good one, dude.
That would be I fun. Feel like it's funny. I feel like everyone would laugh, but everyone kind of knows the words.
Oh yeah,
that's the whole thing with karaoke, isn't it? You're supposed to do a cheesy song and everybody laughs.
Yeah, I mean, unless some people are serious, but I'm not serious. I'm just going there to have fun. So I was trying to think of a fun song. That's a pretty good one, Huggy. Rupert Holmes. And I could change it to Penis Coladas.
Of course you would.
Because all my buddies, when we're like, I'm going to have a pina colada, they mean a penis colada. So it's perfect. Okay, good one.
Trying to think what else, though. I mean, there's so many songs you could sing. I don't know. It's like a big deal. You want to have a. This is a big moment. You want to knock one out.
Like what's a super cheesy 80s song, you know, that was super popular but cheesies. Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt.
No, sunglasses at night. That's a cheesy one.
Why don't you do
I wear my sunglasses at
That's
night
a good one, too.
So I can't.
Sunglasses at night. Okay. Another good one. I'm writing that down too.
What about oh man, I'm drawing a blank. It'll come.
Why don't you do Do You Think I'm Sexy by Rod Stewart?
Sing it out, bud.
Or
do you think I'm sexy? my bottom, baby, don't you know?
What's the one?
Do you like Britney Spears?
Oh yeah, that's funny too, dude. Britney Spears would be good. I don't think I know any of her words though.
Do Livin' La Vida Loca.
What's that one?
By Ricky Martin. Ricky Livin' Martin. Livin' La Vida Loca.
How's that go?
Yeah.
You know the song.
I know. I can't think
Livin'
of
Livin' La Vida Loca.
No, I don't know.
You know the song.
I don't think I could pull that one off.
Yeah.
Or how about I just do
how?
Here. Uh-huh.
You know what's so Ricky Martin can get so much pussy, but he's gay.
That sucks. So he's getting none, really, if you think about it.
He doesn't even want it.
Yeah.
I mean, you sing that song in karaoke, you might get laid.
Yeah, all right. Well, with all I mean, my
no,
friends,
you, in your you case, get laid.
Yeah, with all my
friends. I'm just saying, generally speaking.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Like, I don't. That was the only song I thought of right now. Was Right Place but Wrong Time. But I like Pina.
No, I mean, that's a good song. That's a Right Place Wrong Time is a good song too. Yeah, it's like it kind of skirts. It's fun, but it's still kind of a good song. Yeah, I could see your wisdom there. While you were doing that.
Okay.
It's
tough, right, to pick that song.
It is.
I mean, I worked in a bar for 4 years and he did karaoke every Saturday night, and my mind draws a blank.
I mean, it's mostly annoying that you're tuning that shit out.
Yeah.
But you want to do a song, like, you feel like everybody has the same songs, right? Like this.
Here's a song.
So you want to pick something that's off the cuff. That not like everybody, you know, would do at a karaoke bar.
I got a good one. Okay. Go ahead, Applehead.
All right. So there's two songs that girls love. The first one is the song, but it's not. It's the song with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. And here's the other one that every girl in the bar goes nuts for. Ready?
Shallow.
This song comes on. Every girl that plays loves it. They all start going nuts.
Shania Twain. It's Shania Twain. Right. You know that. Yeah. Don't even, Matt.
Yeah, I know that. That song?
Yes, this is the most, this is a song that if I was in hell, they would have this on repeat.
I would want to sing something so depressing.
What?
You know what one I would do? This one is so depressing. But it's funny depressing. Cash. No. What? All by myself.
You sit on a stool and you don't even face anybody.
Sit on a stool.
And you have your back towards the crowd.
What would be like? What would be like a super dark song? Like a fucking, like a, like someone be like, oh my god, man, that's pretty fucked up. You know,
you do the Johnny Cash version of Hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, what about I Used to Love Her, but I Had to Kill Her?
Actually, that's a good. Actually, you know what? That's a good one to say.
That's a dark song.
Yeah.
I used to love her, but I had to kill her. Yeah.
Because Allison won't, my wife won't be there, Allison, so I can sing that one. Where's Allison? This one goes out.
You
to
sing
Allison.
That song and you're sleeping on the couch at the end of the night.
You got
honey,
some
it's
choices.
A Guns N' Roses song.
You got some choices. You got some choices.
Okay, well, if you guys, you know, think of any more, you know, in your couple days, you know, help me out.
Wow.
Maybe a nice, dark, evil song that, you know, could be like, oh, that's a little weird.
I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones is a good one.
Nah, I feel like that's not
it's fast. It's fast. Yeah,
it's fast, but.
It's a fun song, but I'm not feeling it for what he's looking for. It's not.
Country Road is another popular one.
Ugh.
Bohemian Rhapsody is another popular one.
Ridiculous.
Right, now they're coming back.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, see, I don't want to sing one of those.
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I want to sing, like, how about Inside, always back inside.
Allison Chains. Yeah, no one's going to know that.
I know. That's what
like,
I mean.
Almost
dark
no
song.
One will know that.
It's a super dark, dark song.
It
sitting
is very dark.
In my angry chair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, Allison Chains were dark, dude. That was
very, yeah, very
dark shit.
Very.
Yeah,
they were great.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong with Sinatra, man.
An Italian guy singing Sinatra.
Yeah.
It's like,
hey!
Hey! Poppy, poppy, hey!
I mean, come on. It's just start. You say Strangers in the Night, and yeah. That's all you need to say.
Matt's got a more
strangers
tedious hand than a cigarette.
In the night.
Should I dress up for the karaoke, too? I mean, I'm probably going to be able to sing one or two, you know, one or two songs because there's 16 people. You figure we do the math. We know this math. You got about 13 songs an hour, right? Mm. Right?
13 songs an hour. Wow, okay.
Yeah, that's about what we played.
Do In A Gotta Da Vida.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole song.
Yeah.
I'm going to sing.
Da, 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 da. You know, all right, why don't you just do Tequila?
I know. It's I thought, only... I just, yeah. Well, is there any words? Tequila?
No.
No, it's just tequila.
Well, they go tequila. They do sing tequila. That at one point.
That's it? That's all you have to sing?
That's it.
That's it.
I'm going to do Mountain Jam by the Allman Eat a Peach.
It's 33 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, 33 minutes. Yeah. I don't think there's any words to it.
No, not a fucking, not a syllable is uttered in that song.
And you're just on stage of karaoke jamming away with an
bang my head up and down.
What is this asshole doing? It's a word.
When is this song going to end?
Remember, these are all my friends, so they expect the worst from me. These are all people I know, so it could be the worst.
So they're all right, yeah. So they're thinking, yeah, okay, I got it.
They know Matt. They speak Mattinese.
Mattinese. Mattinese. Yeah, I mean, if I think of anything else, I'll let you know. But
okay, well,
you got some choices.
Yeah, so yeah, I figured you guys would, you know, have good
yeah
puts on that one.
Well, you'll have to let us know what you ended up going with, and what was the crowd response.
Maybe I'll try to record a little bit of it, and then and then we'll go from there.
Okay. We could segue into what would Applehead do.
Let's do it.
I give a scenario, Matt. You tell me what you think he'll do. Okay, here it is.
Wait,
you get
real quick, Matt. I was trying to cue this up. This is what I think you should do if you want to go down to.
Well, here we
the
go.
Path of evil.
Okay.
Dear God. That's a filthy song.
Just start moshing around the room, punch somebody in the face.
Oh my God.
That was a good song. Okay, go ahead.
That was a good one.
He can't do that.
That is a good song.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that. There's too many words. I don't think I can sing them fast.
All right, so all right, you get to be in a rock band.
Mm.
But it's Creed. Would Matt do it?
Yes.
Because
I'm just thinking about all the other benefits that come with being in a rock band.
Like, everyone hates you, but I'm gonna say
not everybody.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. Are you in it from the beginning? Are you like, do you ride that wave up to the top and then you go down to the bottom?
Oh, like, is he joining them now? No, I would say you're in the whole thing.
Okay. He would do it. He would do it.
Yeah, he would do it. He would not be happy about it, but he would do it. But people would hate you. Yeah, they would. Like us, like, yep. Matt and I, we would hate you.
Still talking about him.
Yep. How much he sucked.
Yep.
Yep. So, but yeah, I would agree. I think he would do it. What do you, yeah. Applehead?
Oh, God. This is another tough one.
I know he hates them, too. That's what it's hard.
On one hand, you would become a millionaire.
Yes.
Yes, you would.
If you're smart with your money, you can make it last.
Yes.
You would be getting.
Yes.
Lots of girls.
That's right. That's right.
They would, you know, they'd just be coming at you left and right.
Right. Right. I hear you.
Then you meet one of them and you settle down with her and she takes all your money and you're broke and you're like, I was used to being Creed.
People are like, who the hell is Creed?
Yeah. Now the people under the age of 30 know who Creed is. Probably not. Oh, man, that's a tough one. And then, like, where's Creed playing now? If they, like, went on tour, are they playing it like?
Man, probably not big places now.
You know, John's Boardwalk Bar and Grill, or.
Whoa! Not that low, dude. I think you're a little bit bigger than that.
Yeah, it's bad. It's not quite that bad. I would agree. Yeah.
Does that place even exist?
No, I don't think so.
No.
That was the first place that came to mind. or are you playing, you know, like the Fillmore or something?
No.
Like I said, it is what it is. So just make a choice.
Oh, God. And then, you know, you have to think about your artistic integrity.
There is none. There's none.
Hey, you sound like Pearl Jam, kind of. You're hired.
Yeah.
With arms wide open.
And then you got to play those songs with night in and night out.
Yep.
And you're just going through the motions.
Yep.
Big hits. And here you are. You're fat. You're overweight. You're a drug addict.
I mean, I am going bald.
But you were in the rock band Creed, so.
Oh, man.
You had a good 5-year run.
I had no idea that this would cause
this is
such
a tough
consternation.
One. This is a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Because, you know, I could go completely shallow or I could have integrity. you know, do you sell your soul to the devil for fame and fortune?
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to say no.
Wow. I'm shocked. Yeah. Wow.
There were so many pros he had in just one con.
Oh, I mean,
Huggy, would you do it?
No, I don't think I could.
But you know what? Like, the one, didn't the guitar player go on to, like, you know, a different band who,
yeah, I mean, whatever, he's whatever,
maybe a little more respectable. I don't know. I feel like the singer takes the brunt of the criticism.
Yeah, so what? Wait, was he the singer of Creed?
You know what? If I was like the drummer or something, I would fuck it. Nobody would know who I am anyway.
Wait, he didn't really, you know, say what part of you were.
Yeah,
what you were.
All right.
I didn't say that. It's true.
People probably wouldn't recognize me. I don't know.
But you probably, if you're not the lead singer, your tail to non-tail ratio goes down to like 10%. You know, I mean, true. You're the singer, you're up 95%.
Yeah, you're getting the front men usually.
Yeah, it gets the worst, the best and the worst, really.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna go with you said no. That's what I'm going with.
Because that was my first answer. Yeah. Answer.
Okay. You're engaged. You're about to be married. You get.
This definitely is a fantasy scenario.
Yeah, keep going. Because right now, this is the most bullshit I ever heard all night.
This is definitely it.
Okay. Wow, it's a stretch. Let's go. All right.
Oh, so right now we know it's a real big stretch. Go ahead.
We'll call this one science fiction. All right. You get $5 million in cash, but your girl has to bang two guys in her bachelorette party.
Oh.
You get $5 million, but she has to bang two guys at her bachelorette party.
I don't know what that means.
You know it, meaning like she has the night of her bachelorette party, she has to bang two guys. If she bangs two guys and she has the opportunity to do it, you get $5 million in cash.
What if she only bangs one?
You don't get anything.
The other guy drank too much and couldn't get it up.
Yeah.
Hey, let's put it this way. It's going to happen. If you say yes, then she bangs two guys. That's it. If you say yes, I'll take the money. It's cool.
I'm going to say no.
Is this at the same time or it's different parts of the night?
You're always trying to find an angle. I mean,
would it make a difference?
Which one? Yeah,
really.
Worse?
I know. He's thinking at the same time would be worse.
She had a threesome and she was getting.
That is actually, there is a slight difference.
Yeah.
I mean, she's going to go with the devil's threesome?
The devil's.
No. It's at the same time. I'm saying it's at the same time. It's not the 2 points in the night. No way. Same time.
See, to me, like when a girl does it, it seems so like, oh, so dirty. But like when a guy does it, you're like, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Total double standard. I
can answer that question. Why?
Okay. Why?
Because it's difficult for a guy to get into that position. Not many guys have that option.
Oh, so it's easier for the girl.
Girls, if they're just going, you know, straight up sex. And I mean, they can pretty much do it whenever they want.
Mm-hmm.
So no, there's no love involved. It's just a banging situation. I said no, but now that he says that, I'm still going to say no.
I'm going to say he says no too.
And so do I know this before the night
starts?
Yeah,
meaning like if you say yes to the $5 million, you know she's going to bang two guys. Yes.
Do I have guys
really big, really big.
Do I have a prenup?
No, I that's not part of this.
No.
He says no. I knew he'd say no yet.
You know what it is? Because even when you think back and like, and this is, I'm fucking been married for 25 years and I still think back if like we were around one night and her dad was here and we're drinking and he was talking about my wife's, you know, ex-boyfriends and I was like, okay, you could fucking stop anytime you want because like I actually want you to stop right now before I punch you. Like I don't want to hear that, right? Why is that?
Well, and hold on. Would you know? You would.
But
know
you're younger too. You're younger. You're not as confident when you're younger.
Yeah.
Wait. So he did that? He started talking about all of her ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
He's going,
and he's like, oh, the one guy came with, you know, the bear in the back of the truck. I'm like, there's no bear in New Jersey. He's like, yeah, he had a bear, and I was like, it wasn't a bear.
Wait, like a stuffed animal bear? Or like an actual bear.
Like, he shot a bear. Like he was like a big man, you know. And he said something about like her, like and I going into the room and I'm just like, okay, you can fucking stop, dude. Like, you're kind of like, I don't want to hear that. Like,
man, was he a great guy?
Yeah.
Man's man. He wrestled a bear. Yeah. We used to go hunting together.
Yeah.
What's your name again? Like, Matt? Matt? Is that it? Pat? What's your name?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that thing would have pissed me off too. I think you were.
You think he was doing it on purpose?
I don't know, dude, but it didn't, like, I wasn't cool with it, you know, at all.
That's odd for the dad to say that. I could see, like, the mother saying it.
Yeah, I was just, like, did not want it. Like, he was like, oh, and that guy. I was like, okay, that's, like, enough. Like, I don't want to hear that, you know?
All right, let's go to the next one. Okay. This one I like. It's simple.
Applehead's still dwelling on that. He's like, what the fuck, dude?
All right.
Not cool. Not cool.
Not cool, Huggy. Not cool.
Not cool, right? Yeah, I agree.
All
not
right.
cool.
When you said engagement and marriage, I was a little offended, honestly.
All right, here you go. You get $1 million, but you get kicked in the nuts every day for 1 year.
No.
Wait, $1 million for the rest of your life for a year? I mean, for just 1 year?
Yeah, you get $1 million, but you get kicked in the nuts every day for 1 year.
365 days. Hello, it's Christmas. Bang! Hello! April Fool's, bang!
Thank Patrick you, Santa.
It's Sunday. You know what that means.
Nut kicking day.
That would suck. Man.
You would definitely develop testicular cancer after that.
My voice
is good. It's a good one, though, isn't it?
I'd be able to sing like Michael Jackson.
Because you know what? After the 30th time, you might be getting kind of used to it, and your nuts might harden up and you're being used to being kicked. You know, and you're like, oh, okay, not that bad.
That's all you got, Santa?
Every Christmas, Santa comes down the chimney and kicks you in the balls.
Wait, do they have a steel tip? Sure.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. As long as that's not part of it, I'm gonna say.
What are they? Red Wing boots or?
They're Doc Martens, dude. Doc Martens. I'm gonna say he says yes.
Man, just all year, kicked in the nuts every day.
I think
every day.
One day, 300.
And it's just some random person who's like, who could just pop out on the street and just be like, coo!
And you're walking with somebody, you're like, ah, it's normal. That just happens every day.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is.
I'm going to say yes. What did you say, Huggy?
Oh, me? Yeah, I think he'll do it.
Why is this so funny? It's because you just say it happened. Santa Claus comes up. Hey!
Like you're just walking in Center City and all of a sudden you see this dude bobbing and weaving through the crowd and he's like, "Cooge!" Like,
oh man.
And like the best part is you'd be surprised every time it happened, even though you know it's coming.
That's even better, dude.
Oh my god. Oh,
that's a good one. That is a good one. Applehead, would you do it?
Wait, I mean, I'm already defensive as it is in normal life. You know how much I would be fucking looking over my shoulder every 10 minutes? You know? I would not be able to relax every day of the year. You're sleeping at night. What, this leprechaun comes out of my closet and punches me in the balls?
Like it's 11:58. Oh my god, I'm gonna make it through the day, and all of a sudden,
it's almost midnight. Oh no, here he comes.
Because you could possibly get kicked in the nuts at 11:58 and then again at 12:03.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah.
Right?
You just punched me the ball 3 minutes ago.
Yeah. I know.
You son of a bitch.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I thought this one would have some good conversation.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's fucking funny. Wow.
We all know how painful it is when someone hits you in the balls. It is like it is the worst pain. I'm gonna say this is a hard no.
A hard kick in the balls, no. Well, we're wrong again.
Could I wear a cup?
No. I mean, that's, ridiculous.
Fool you, little fucker.
I mean, it's cheating, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not experiencing the pleasure of all of it.
There you go.
My God. I mean, when I thought of it, I was cracking up. So I'm like, I'm definitely going to freaking laugh my ass off.
You'd be like on your way to work, and next thing you know, you're like on the concrete just clutching your balls.
Why were you late?
But I'm saying after a while, you would be used to it. You know what I mean?
No way. I don't think you could ever get used to that.
I don't know.
That would damage your balls. You would have ball damage.
Yeah, that's what I said. Testicular cancer would be your number one concern.
Oh,
wow. So a hard no. A hard no. Okay. Hard no.
I meet some girl in the bar. I think she's really into me. I take her home. She just kicks me in the balls.
Yeah. And then she leaves.
It was my turn today.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, you know, why don't we'll wrap on that one. Then we can go to these songs. That was begged for larger discussion than I thought.
I want to say real quick before we get into the songs that my heart goes out to the family and the kids of Taylor Hawkins. You know,
I thought you were going to say Chris Rock.
Yeah, Chris Rock's a cop.
No, Will Smith is a bitch.
Well, whatever. I think let's talk about the real thing. Is Taylor? That sucks, dude.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah, you know? Huggy, you're gonna laugh at me, and Applehead, you might laugh. I haven't read a book in a while, which is funny to you guys. but I went out with a couple. I went out with a couple friends on Saturday, and we were talking about books. And I was like, I totally get back into books because I did used to read a lot going on the way to. You know, YSP on the train. So she's like, you should read the Dave Grohl book. And I was like, yeah, I should. And then 2 days later, she freaking sends me the book, you know? Mm-hmm. So reading that book and just starting off on, you know, about halfway through it, talking about Taylor Hawkins, I'm like, oh my God, it's even worse. Like after that, reading the book. So
he just seemed like such a freaking likable guy too. Like,
yeah, right.
Good musician and just like, you know, really just cool and down to earth. Yeah, really sad.
Did you guys ever meet him?
I never met Taylor Hawkins, no.
I feel like, we met Dave Grohl several times.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl was always.
Yeah, he was always cool. Great. We had to have met him, though, at maybe one of these things, Matt.
Did you guys go to the, remember we used to do those Indre recording sessions?
Yes.
At private concert, and the Foo Fighters did it once?
Yep.
Were you guys there? I don't remember. I was
We must.
That
have been
one
there.
Was. That one was in. Where was that one?
That was Indre recording studios in South Philly.
I actually brought my son Jake. He was like two. That was the first concert I brought him to.
They came in and usually like you wait for the band to start. You know, everybody gets in and sits down. And then the band comes out.
Mm-hmm.
They just went up on stage, started playing as everybody was coming in.
Yeah,
and they were just goofing around, playing little cover songs and stuff, and they were just They were great.
Yeah. So there we go. It's a shame.
It's sad. And you know what? Mark Lanegan, he died recently. He was another talented guy.
Oh, yeah. Screaming Trees. Yeah, it was sad. Yep.
All these guys are gone, man. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be next. Okay,
That's grim.
Anyway, so my new song pick, and I don't know, you got to bring this one up. Like, I have two of them. And I think you guys will make fun of me for this one. But I'm going to pick it anyway because I kind of digging it lately. But I think you guys are going to be like, you're gay.
Just pick one.
I know. I'm going to pick the one.
Yeah, like, just
I think
pick the one.
The other one might be is cooler.
Okay.
But I'm going to pick the one that just recently in the last, you know, couple, because it's newer. And I think both of these bands are kind of newer. This band's from 2016. Is that considered newer?
As far as I'm concerned, yeah.
Whatever. Go ahead.
Okay, the band is Low Moon, L-O. Applehead, you have to bring this up. Moon. And the song is Dream Never Dies.
Full Moon?
No, Low Moon, L-O. Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Low Moon what?
Dream Never Dies. Now, they sound a little bit like Coldplay, okay?
Dreams never rise.
I knew this was going to be a problem.
All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Hold on. Keep it fun. Well, I'm going to block out the commercial. Yeah, well, there it is. How about that? I got to go through a stupid commercial first, which will be on mute.
Well, so yeah, so they sound a little bit like Coldplay, but I don't know. I don't know why I like it so much. You guys are going to think I'm gay, so.
All right, sorry. All we're going to do is we're going to listen to it.
Here it is.
And then give you a little feedback. Okay.
Yeah, we don't have to listen to the whole song. You know. Wait for the chorus. It's coming up.
It's coming up.
Okay. Hold on, wait till he says dream never dies. Here it comes right here. Okay, that's good.
It sounds interesting. Yeah.
Stop it, Applehead. Applehead, stop it. Stop it.
This is the chorus?
Is it? No, that's not the chorus. That's a different song.
That's funny. Is that your pick?
What do you think?
It sounds interesting. Yeah, yeah. I'll listen to it at home.
But do you think it's like too Coldplay-ish?
I mean, it's hard to hear through a like half a speaker on my headphone. Like, I need to really hear it. Okay. I'll check it out. You like, know? I want to be fair. I'm not going to judge just by what little I heard.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna listen to it. I'm gonna really listen to it. Sounds like, you know, it could be a cool song.
Okay. So there you go. It's called "Dream Never Dies" by the band Low L-O Moon.
Low Moon. Okay.
Okay. Was it? So I didn't go with a cool song. You guys thought I was going to go like a cool hip song, but I went with a.
No, I never. I didn't think that.
A melodic gay song.
It's okay. do you want me to give you mine?
Yeah.
Okay. The band is called Deaf, as in like hard of hearing. Deaf Heaven.
So here we go. So I know you're going to go with a cool song.
Deaf Heaven, and the song is Great Mass of Color.
Great Massive
Color
Load.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. Great Mass of Color. So, and it's a, they're like a progressive kind of metal band, but like it's pretty mellow. It gets heavy like at the end, but yeah, don't play too much. But it's a cool tune. I like
it. You want me to start from the beginning?
Deaf Heaven, Great Mass of Color.
Deaf
Heaven. You can just play a
little
bit.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
All right, all right.
I hear you.
Okay. That's it. Can't really hear it. Anyway, check it out. You know, we don't need to play too much of it. It's a cool song. I was on in my car. I was like, yeah, I like this. I got kind of lost in it.
So I have to admit, what you played and I played are pretty, they sound pretty similar.
There's kind of similar, yeah.
Keyboards, there's kind of like a dreamy feel. Yeah. Huh, very interesting, Augie.
It gets a little heavy at the end.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't too different.
No.
Okay. And right. Once again, I thought you would go with like a
No.
Okay. Very good.
It does get heavy at the end, but
I'm going to totally listen to that one. See, you know, got me intrigued.
Okay, that sounds good.
Applehead's going to play Stairway to Heaven by Red Zeppelin. All right, I told you guys about this band before. They're called King Buffalo. I think they're from Rochester, New York. They're kind of a stoner band, and I actually queued the song up because it's a 6-minute song, and obviously, you know, but this I thought was the best part of the song. It's let me see how I play it here.
Yeah. I checked out some of this. They were pretty good. Can't really understand that. It's kind of fuzzy.
Yeah, this isn't it. I mean, what we really need to invest in is a like an actual mixer.
Yeah.
Instead of talking out of our headsets.
Yeah, well, if I could figure out how to do that, that would be awesome. I haven't figured that out yet.
It's not like all of us never worked in radio before.
I have a mixer hooked up to a computer and I still haven't figured it out yet. So
someday.
Yeah.
The song's called Centurion.
Well, I think that sounded pretty cool too. I like that too. I love stoner rock. I mean,
Yeah. No, a lot of stoner rock is cool. I agree.
Yeah. Well, yeah, good picks.
All right. Yeah. We'll review them, you know, next week.
And what was the name of the song, Applehead?
Centurion.
Centurion, which is that the half?
No, that's a centaur. The half man, half horse.
But what if there's a bunch of them? Would it be a centurion like army?
Maybe. a centaurian army.
Yeah, there we go. See?
Wait, what's the band again?
King Buffalo.
King Buffalo,
that's right. Okay. Right. Got it. Okay.
Okay, I think that was a pretty good podcast. Hopefully, we have more than 3 listeners this time.
Let's hope so.
Do we have any idea how many people listen to this?
You don't want to know. I need to get it, like, you know, I need to do more of a tweeting out thing and stuff like that. And I think that would be better.
Yeah.
But I think, like, when I read the Apple podcast thing, it's like, you can't say all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we kind of ruin all those rules.
So you don't think we go out because of that?
I don't know.
You think we're
shadow banned?
We're censored?
Yeah, I think, I don't know.
Yeah, I think a lot of stuff that we talk about is probably banned by YouTube, Spotify, Apple.
American Dental Association.
The American Recording Academy.
Yeah.
The Girl Scouts of America.
I'm going to say every acronym is out there, it is banned by us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Then we're doing fine.
Yeah.
As long as we're enjoying it.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right. Well, that was fun. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for doing it last night, too, when I thought it was Wednesday.
Anytime, man. Anytime. The days, they all run together.
That's right. Okay. Well, good night, guys.
God bless.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.